We'll have to recreate the thinking. If you can isolate that virus, you'll be able to develop a vaccine.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Call live now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
We're talking about what I see as kind of the tipping point on a couple of different developments. They've been going on. The process has been happening for a while. And some key changes have occurred recently. One of those, what you've talked about, the number of people leaving cable TV, sticking with broadband, internet access.
We did.
Right. We're talking about that.
We dabbled in it, and we ended up leaving.
Yeah, yeah. Buying or building a digital over-the-air TV antenna, and killing cable. In doing Roku and Netflix
and
Hulu and whatever else.
Redesigning your foil hat.
Right.
Speaking of which you also, few people know that if you actually modify your foil hat just right with a certain parameters, you need to put this on the web, by the way.
The dimensions are important.
You can actually do pseudo Wi-Fi your over-the-air cable signal.
Right.
So it's something to look at.
Well, and because you're wearing it and you are mobile, you have mobile.
It's like the Al Franken thing on Saturday Night Live when he did that remote stuff.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. You turn your head a little bit and the signal goes away. I hate that.
Yeah. But some important developments. One of them is that Verizon, they talked about it last year, but they didn't do it, and talk is cheap. But they finally, as of today, are giving their fiber network subscribers the opportunity to pick and choose the pay TV that they want. Fios customers are able to subscribe to what they call a slim pack of television channels, and then they can select genre-specific channel packs. Now, That is a double-edged sword. That's good news and it's bad news. It's good news because I think the flexibility is important. The bad news is you're going to end up, I guarantee it. Look, these guys are not going to make changes that are going to kill their revenue. They're not going to do it. They'll give you the flexibility, but you're going to end up in a situation where you're going, oh, man, I wanted this channel out of this pack, this channel out of that pack, this channel out of this other pack, this channel out of this other pack. Each pack has seven other channels that I don't even care about that are stupid. But I got to take them and I got to pay the whole $10 block for each of those packs. And I'm paying as much or more than I was before. Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen. And that's, I guarantee it. I will absolutely guarantee it. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep people are they're like rats off a sinking ship, man. People are leaving cable TV companies like you can't believe. I mean, it's one of the reasons why their service is beginning. They're beginning, just only beginning, to wake up and try to take care of you. We've had a lot of issues over here recently with our cable stuff. And, the bad news is we had a lot of issues and it's been really ridiculous. The good news is they're so desperate that, the amount of credit they've offered us is also ridiculous. I mean, it's astonishing the amount of credit we had. And I appreciate that. But, things still don't work the way they need to work. And so we're going to make the decision we need to make. But we're not the only ones. And you're not the only ones. It's happening nationwide to all the cable companies. Verizon is one of them. Time Warner Cable. Cox Cable, all the big cable companies really in a tough situation. And they're going to start in what's happening with Verizon now. See, they've got this thing where they're doing a la carte channel packs. What eventually is going to occur is you're going to be able to specify individual channels, but I don't know when that's going to happen. But as I said before, I guarantee that when it does happen, they're not going to structure it in such a way that it's going to kill their revenue. They're not going to do it. They're going to look at what's happening with the amount of people leaving, the amount of potential lost revenue. I mean, a very sophisticated financial analysis of this whole thing. And you're going to end up pretty much in the ballpark paying the same amount. Look, if you're paying, you know, $9 a month for Netflix, $10 a month for the new HBO, after, you know, it doesn't take many of those to, you're right back up to where you were with your big cable pack with broadband access that you were paying. So it's a double-edged sword. I think the flexibility and the freedom is important, but I think it's an illusion if we think that it's going to make a big difference in the cost. I think the cost is going to remain roughly the same. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You've heard about Moore's Law, right? You know what Moore's Law is?
No, what's Moore's Law?
The more, the better.
Yeah, that's my law. That's my law is
you see some, get some.
You see some, want more.
Exactly.
Well, you know, this last week just happens to be the 50th anniversary of Moore's Law. That is a law in which every couple of years, computer chip capabilities double. And this really actually is not just, you know, we tend to think of it in terms of performance, and that really isn't what technically Moore's Law is. It is they can pack twice the number of transistors on a chip of a given size. And that's been true. I mean, you know, my goodness, it's been basically true for 50 years. In fact, at some points in this history of Moore's Law, it's been closer to 18 months. It's been just an incredible thing when you think about it from a very, you know, it hasn't always ended up. And here to me is where the magic, potential magic is can we improve people's lives by that amount? That's the thing. I mean, if the chip, you know, the number of chip transistors on a chip doubles, does that improve Evil Steve's productivity by double? And that, to me, is the real rub. But anyway, about a decade ago, though, it began to change. And it hasn't been so much a law as it was prior. And it primarily has to do with heat. That they've gotten to the point where it's been very, very difficult for them to continue to pack the power in at a rate that doubles every 2 years without increasing the heat by that amount. Well, you get to a point where you simply can't deal with that amount of heat. I mean, it will literally, and some of us have actually experienced this, particularly in laptops, it will literally desolder the chip from the board.
Yeah.
So it's been a real challenge. It continues to be a challenge. And, you know, we're at a point now where, you know, the transistors are over 10 million. But the power density has fallen way off. And this actually started to be a problem in the 90s, actually. And that's one of the things that happened. You may have noticed, for those of you who've been kind of paying attention for the last 10, 20 years, you know, it used to be that, you know, you went from, you know, 400 megahertz to 600 megahertz to 800 megahertz to a gigahertz to 1.2 gigahertz. And there was this fairly consistent ramp up of the actual frequency of the processors. But after a while, the frequency kind of topped out, and it kind of topped out at around 3 gigahertz, 3.2, 3.5. And they switched to multiple cores. And that's why. We'll talk some more about this after this.
Dave Mason, the Computer Whisperer. The Computer Whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.